Welcome back to the Feel Good Factor. I'm your host, Susmita Veganosaurus, and I'm so glad you could join me here today. I wanted to sit down and record this episode of the podcast multiple times throughout this past week, but every single time I kept hitting a block. A mental block, an emotional block, whatever it was, I just wasn't able to speak about it. These are times of uncertainty, anxiety, worry, all because of the coronavirus. Not necessarily just the virus, but what it has done to the whole world. I am an incurable optimist. I believe that no matter what happens in my life, it's always for the highest good. And I think this way because that's what has always happened to me. Whenever I've gone through something in life that's been painful or frustrating or stressful or difficult or fear-inducing in any way, when I've come out of that situation on the other end, and then looked back at it, I've seen that it has served me, served my life path in the best, highest possible way. But even someone like me doesn't magically go around feeling optimistic all the time. You know those 3 a.m. anxiety attacks where you wake up in the middle of the night and then suddenly all the fears, all the worries, all the anger, all the negative emotions just wash over you? Yeah, that happens to me too. I'm very, very familiar with that feeling. When we're going through something like that, it's not very easy to just ignore those feelings and force ourselves to be happy and joyful. No, feeling good doesn't come from holding on to happiness. It comes from holding on to hope. Knowing that this too shall pass, and knowing that whatever is waiting for you on the other side, oh, it's going to be amazing. When it comes to the media I consume, as a habit, I only allow voices of love into my life. People who spread positivity, faith, hope. These are the people I like to listen to, I like to watch. All these people who I look up to, Alison Melody, Chris Carr, Sahara Rose, Gabby Bernstein, Chandresh Bharadwaj, all these people are saying one thing again and again. That the need of the hour for all of us is to focus on the positive, have faith, believe, and know that at the end of this whole coronavirus situation that's happening, lies a beautiful, better, positive, hopeful world. And all the messages that these people have been sharing have resonated with me on a deep level. Yes, I do believe that despite all the difficulties, all the uncertainties that we're facing right now, there is a higher good in this whole coronavirus situation. It is there, and we're going to see it once we come out of it on the other side. But until we do, of course it's natural for all of us to feel anxiety and worry, fearful emotions that come to us uninvited. But the most important need of the hour is for all of us, each and every one of us on this earth, to uplift our vibrations. And the way to do it is to focus on the positive, to focus on self-care on all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, so that the energy field of the entire earth is raised along with our thoughts and our feelings, and healing comes faster. The positive, the beautiful, hopeful light at the end of the tunnel comes to us sooner. Right now, all of us have the duty, the obligation to be the voice of love, the voice of hope to people in our lives, people who listen to us, people who follow us. We need to do whatever we can to guide people towards a higher uplifted vibration. This episode is all about feeling good through times of uncertainty. But when there are so many uncertainties, which exactly should I be addressing? This is why I was stuck when I was trying to record this episode. When I was going through my own stress and anxiety and coming out of it, I had no idea how to help others, how to use my voice to guide people to start feeling good through everything that they are going through. So I decided to ask people to tell me themselves. I posted on my Instagram account asking people to share their thoughts, their feelings, what they're going through, their anxieties, to ask me where I could guide them, where I could support them. I'm so grateful to everybody who reached out to me and shared your feelings with me, because your feelings, your thoughts, this is what helped me know exactly what to address during this situation. It's so funny. There's this whole pandemic going around, and I'm seeing that most of us, we are not as worried about ourselves getting sick as we are about other things, other ways that this coronavirus has affected the environment all over the world. The biggest point of anxiety has been parents, grandparents, any older family member getting sick. A young woman called Achu wrote in to me saying that she is sick and tired of trying to convince her parents to stay home and convince them to take safety measures during this virus season. And it's so funny because she's not alone. A lot of us actually have this in our minds. My sister and I were also recently discussing how our mom will stay home and she will listen to us. But dad, he will want to go out, do his work, spend his day at the office, at least a few hours, and come back. Someone had written a really funny tweet about this. How, right now, it's an awkward twist from our teenage years and we are yelling at our parents to not go out of the house. So yes, a lot of us are going through this right now. But there's only so much we can do. We can tell them not to go out. We can probably ask them with love and emotionally blackmail them. Well, basically try every possible method to keep them home. And we can try to make it convenient for them to stay home by going out to buy groceries and stuff ourselves. But beyond this, there really isn't much we can do. All we can hope for is, as this whole thing progresses and passes, our family is safe through it all. It's just like any other day in the world where we are always praying, always hoping that our family is safe no matter what's happening. My biggest advice in this situation is to protect yourself from negative media. Because the more you're going to watch the news, the more you're going to keep hearing about the deaths, the dangers, and all the things associated with this virus, the more anxious you're going to be and the more worried you're going to be about your family. The best thing we can do right now is make sure that we are healthy and we are feeling good. Because anxiety and stress, they're related to immunity. The more stress we feel, the more anxious we are, the chances of lowering our immunity is higher. So, yes, let's do what we can. Let's take care of ourselves, our health. And then, whatever happens, at least we are fit and healthy and we'll be able to handle any situation that might come up. What we can do is use this chance that we've been given to spend quality time with our loved ones. Another complaint that I heard from someone was they are sick and tired and annoyed with their family and they don't want to stay at home, so they're going to work. Sometimes it's understandable, but being frustrated, being sick and tired of parents, kids, spouse, in-laws, whoever it is you're living with, that is no excuse for you to rush out and go into your office or rush out and go be where other people are there. Because think about this, you go out, you expose yourself to this virus and you'll be bringing it back into your home. No matter how pissed off, how annoyed you are with your loved ones, you definitely don't want them getting sick, right? Think back on the time before the internet, before we were all watching this much TV, before we had to go work such long late hours. Think back on simpler times. How did we used to spend our summer holidays? What did we do? You know, a lot of us used to live in large joint families and we wouldn't really get sick of living in the same house as all these other people. Yeah, there would be fights and annoyances and arguments and whatnot, all the silly stuff that family goes through. But we would never get sick of living with these people or spending time with them. Think about this. What kind of activities can all of you do together as a family? Step away from the TV, from Netflix, from news channels, from the phone, from freaking WhatsApp and hang out with each other. Just sit, chat, laugh, play board games for goodness sake. That is the funnest pastime a family can have together. Yeah, don't play Monopoly because that only creates fights. But, you know, there are so many other more peaceful, fun, chilled out board games that are suitable for the whole family to play together. Say, even if you don't have board games or say a pack of cards at home, which is rare to begin with, even if you don't have those, be creative. Go back to the games that required just pen and paper. Remember how we used to do connect the dots and tic-tac-toe and name place animal things? All the fun games that we used to really enjoy in school to play with our friends, our cousins. There are also things like Antakshari, Dumb Charades, all kinds of cool fun stuff. All you have to do is switch off your devices, keep them all aside, sit together in a circle in a room, and ideas will flow. Of course, we are all used to times of silence, privacy, sitting on our own. And this is extremely important too. You can't keep on interacting with people, keep on talking and chatting with them. Yes, consciously set time and space aside for you to spend on your own. You could go to your own room. If you don't have a room, I'm sure there's a garden or a balcony or a terrace. I'm sure there's some corner in your home where you can sit peacefully, where you can request all family members not to disturb you, not to talk to you, and take some quiet time, whether it's reading or meditating or anything at all that you like to do. Well, even listening to podcasts, basically spending some me time. This me time is going to refresh you. It's going to rejuvenate this energy that you have inside. And it'll leave you wanting to go back to spend time with your family without feeling drained or annoyed. Now, even if family time is sorted out, there is the issue of cabin fever. Not everyone appreciates being stuck indoors all day long, every day, for many, many days on end. I personally enjoy staying at home. I consider this time a staycation of sorts. I'm doing everything that I would do on a normal holiday, except it's going on at a stretch, day after day after day. I do understand that not everybody will easily feel this way. A lockdown does not mean you just have to sit at home all day. It just means you have to avoid exposure to other people. you have to avoid coming in close contact with other people. I'm sure there's a park nearby where you can walk around for maybe 10-15 minutes a day, half an hour a day. Or if your house has a terrace, go up, go outside, sit on that terrace. Or if you have a garden, then great, go sit in the garden for some time. Make sure, if nothing else, put your head out the window and look at the sunset or sunrise or whatever it is. Just watch the birds fly around and the trees and whatnot. Enjoy the freshness and the beauty of the outdoors without having to actually go out. When the choice of spending time outside, socializing, meeting friends is removed, it opens up other options to you that you hadn't even noticed before. Things that you enjoy doing indoors. Was there an online class that you'd wanted to take for a long time? Was there a new art or creative technique that you wanted to try your hand at? Was there a book you needed to read or even write? How about journaling? I'm sure there are so many things that you wanted to do in your normal day-to-day life, things you wanted to do at home, that you didn't get to do because you were busy, because you had to go out every single day. Well, now's your chance to pursue all these dreams that will make life interesting and joyful for you. And you know what? For half the people who are complaining about being stuck indoors, being stuck at home, I'm sure you're just feeling powerless because of the restrictions imposed on you by the government and you're rebelling against it. Especially women, all of us, we've been told time and again to stay indoors, sit at home, don't go out, it's not safe, blah, blah, blah. This is something we've heard throughout our lives. So I'm sure it's going to be a difficult thing to listen to the government say this and enforce this shutdown on you. Think of this not as something that's being enforced on you, but more as something that you're choosing to do so that you could make the world a better place. When you stay away from others, from crowds, when you self-quarantine and practice social distancing, you are being extremely responsible. You are making sure that the spread of the disease, spread of the virus, isn't happening through you. So this is an opportunity for you to do something positive, something huge, to impact yourself, your family, and more importantly, the world in general. So yeah, don't look at this as a restriction that you should be rebelling against, but rather the privilege and opportunity to do something for the higher good. Sometimes when we realize the control that we have in a situation, it just eases away all the desire you have to fight against it. One more important thing, make sure the atmosphere of your home is what makes you happy, what sparks joy inside you. I personally like a cozy space and I like to create little nooks and corners all around the house where I can sit down and spend some time doing the things I love to do. What kind of feelings does looking around your home evoke in you? Does it make you truly happy? Spend some time rearranging things, decluttering, and setting things up the way you love. You know what? It's your home. It's nobody else's home. So, do you feel like drawing on the walls? Go for it. I've done it in my room, in my bedroom. I've actually gone and drawn on the walls. And no, I'm not some majorly talented artist who can create murals. I just went and doodled on the walls because I felt like it. It's my house, my room, my wall. I'm the one who's going to be looking at it. So who cares what norms are? Who cares what rules are? I'm doing what I love to do in my home and to my home. A lady called Varsha wrote into me on Instagram and she brought up a really important point. She was hoping that this whole coronavirus situation makes people take some time to self-reflect. reflect about the choices that they are making in life and how that is impacting the world, the environment, everything around them. Varsha is an architect and she spoke about sometimes how people are obsessed with getting environmentally irresponsible materials to construct their house or to decorate their house with. This made me think too. When you are building your house, when you are decorating your house, who are you doing it for? This is a very important question to ask yourself. Are you choosing every single thing that you are placing inside your home because that thing makes you happy? Or are you doing it to impress others? To impress guests, friends, family members? Who is spending most of their time in your home? It's you. So decorate it, beautify it, fill it with things that make you happy. This helps you also make responsible decisions. Yeah, sure, Italian marble might impress somebody else, but maybe a simpler, more locally available tile or stone is going to make you happy and make you feel cozy and joyful inside your home. I am so thankful that Varsha brought up this point of self-reflection in relation to our homes, our living spaces. This is a great opportunity for all of us to sit and contemplate on these choices that we are making. Because finally, the more joyful you are in your living space, the more inclined you will be to stay indoors and avoid going out unnecessarily during this time. Now let me talk to you about abundance. This is the biggest worry on people's mind after the worry about family members contracting the virus. Almost everyone is worried about our business, about how to make money during this economic slump, this economic crash. We are worried about how to get back on our feet, bring our businesses back to normal after this whole virus situation is over. I totally relate to this worry and I know where you're all coming from. But honestly, this is the easiest one to get over. Abundance mindset calls for a faith and belief that everything you want, everything you need is always flowing to you. When you approach money from a sense of fear, you create a block that stops this flow of abundance from coming into your life. I personally had this impact me in a huge way. I'm in the food business. I run a vegan restaurant. The moment the virus scare started to spread here in Bangalore, business just dropped drastically. One day, we were a full house with lots of people and a joyful, happy, stable environment. And the next day, there was nobody visiting us. It was a very, very scary thing to go through there. Over the past week, our business has been through a lot of ups and downs. We were at a point where we thought, oh, we cannot afford to go on this way. So perhaps we need to shut down the restaurant for a couple of months until the virus scare is over. But then we had no idea how we could come back onto our feet after that. It's not easy to come back from a shutdown at all. We even went into the dark place of researching into the steps that went into shutting down the company entirely. Something that in all these years, we have not wanted to really look at, even at the worst of times. One of the evenings, after a particularly dull day, my chef and I were sitting and chatting and we were talking about how the end might just be inevitable. Where I should have been feeling pain and worry and a sense of loss of control, I felt a deep sense of calmness instead. Things were headed a certain way and I had nothing to do but to just accept it. Though I was calm, it didn't feel nice. I couldn't even sleep all night. But somewhere in the middle of the night, I remembered what Gabby Bernstein teaches about surrendering. She speaks about how, instead of trying to control a situation that doesn't seem possible for us to control, we should surrender with complete faith to the universe and invite universal guidance into our lives. So I took a deep breath. I reached out to my guides, my angels, and I said to them, I really don't know what to do about this. I really don't know how to go about things. Everything seems so hopeless with my restaurant, with my business. So I surrender, I take the back seat. You lead the way. You show me what to do. You show me where to go. The next day, I woke up with inspiration. I wrote a very, very heartfelt post on all of our restaurant's social media channels. I thanked everyone who's been supporting our restaurant all these years, who've showered us with love and encouragement. And I assured them about the care that we took in our hygiene practices. I assured them that their health is our priority. And this was a time where we really, really needed their support. I asked people to visit us, or if they were worried about getting out of their homes, to place home delivery orders from us. I allowed myself to be completely vulnerable in this post and from my heart made a sincere request of support from everyone. Almost immediately, support started coming in. I can't even express how overwhelmed and moved all of us were at the restaurant, the way people were writing into us. Some people were ordering food from us. Some people were visiting us. And some people said that though they can't visit or order, they'd like to order gift vouchers from us so that they could support us now and use the voucher at a later date. It was just unbelievable, beautiful to see the community just coming forward to make sure that our restaurant does not close at this time. With every little bit of support and encouragement, the energy, the emotions, the vibrations of our whole team started to go back up again. And as we felt better, the universe ensured that we were taken care of. We started getting funds from places that we hadn't even expected. Somebody out of the blue signed up for a huge cooking course with us in April. And that little chunk of money made us feel so secure. We started to feel confident again. And then this confidence inspired us to talk to the owner of our building. Now, this is a person who purchased our building very, very recently. If it had been our previous building owner, we wouldn't have had to hesitate to ask for help at all. Through all the 7 years of the existence of our restaurant, that man has really supported us and helped us through difficult times. But this person who owns the building now is new. He is extremely sweet and kind, but because he just purchased the building, he has his own set of financial constraints. So, knowing his problem, knowing the difficulties that he is facing himself, we still had to go and ask him to help us in some way with the rent. Honestly, I didn't expect a lot to come out of it, and I didn't even feel good to ask him for a discount on the rent, knowing what he's going through. But my chef is very hopeful. He said, let's try it anyway. Let's give it a shot. See the best that we can get out of it. See what kind of understanding we can come to with him. If it works, great. If it doesn't, at least we tried. If any of you have listened to episode number 6, Ask and You Shall Receive, he quoted basically what I said in that episode right back at me. So we called this new landlord and we put forth our problem in front of him. We spoke to him about how trying to go forward in the situation that we are in, we might not be able to survive many months longer. And we also told him that we really didn't feel good to ask him to support us at a time where he himself was struggling to clear his EMIs related to the purchase of the building. After much discussion, we came to a really nice, beneficial, fair agreement that worked for all of us. We felt relieved. Now we don't know what the situation is going to be in the country. Currently, our government has said that we cannot take in dine-in customers. And we are actually happy about this because honestly, we don't want our staff to get exposed to the virus in any way either. We can only do deliveries as of this moment. But that fear that we had that the government might actually have a complete shutdown and that we might not even be able to run our business for a couple of months, that fear is assuaged now. Between the chunk of money we got from the cooking class and the daily business that we have from the deliveries right now and the relief that our landlord has given us on the rent, between all these things, we feel completely relaxed and we feel very, very hopeful about our future. If you're going through anxiety related to money, related to your business or vocation or profession, try surrendering to the universe. With complete faith, ask for guidance. Ask a higher power than you to show you the way. And don't hesitate to reach out and ask people for help. Asking for financial help is not an easy thing, and I totally know that. But when the choice is between the possibility of getting help and support and being able to relax or just being anxious about the future, getting help is definitely the preferable way to go. There is one other thing that I request all of you to watch out for, and that is judgment. It's natural to be angry and upset and judgmental about others, about how the Chinese let this happen, about someone on the street who's sneezing and still outside, about people not really bothering and caring about the environment or the earth or each other. It's easy to get into a cycle of judgment, but judgment is a very, very low vibe energy. It's not going to help you in any way. It's only going to make you sad, angry, and feel hopeless. Instead, try to look for the good in the bad. Always, always, there is something good to find. Look for the beauty in all this. Though there are deaths and hospitals are overcrowded and groceries are getting over and whatnot. Yeah, there is a lot of stuff going on in the world all the time anyway that isn't good, that is out of our control. However, because of this virus, there are many good things happening too. Look at the way nature is thriving through all this. About 2 weeks ago, I was looking at the weather app, and every single day it said, air quality poor, air quality poor. The moment the shutdown happened in my city, that message just disappeared. The air has cleared everywhere. And it's not just air pollution, but noise pollution too. Things are just so much quieter. Traffic has drastically reduced. There's so much peace if you look all around you. And in China, because of the shutdown of the factories, the sky has completely cleared up. I mean, it's a miracle that nobody thought would happen. And surely none of us expected that it would happen because of a little tiny virus that we can't see. Another beautiful thing that's happening is people are coming together. You might have seen some videos from Italy where every evening at 6 o'clock, all the people who are quarantined inside their homes come out into their balconies and they all sing together. Isn't that beautiful? The energy in these videos are brilliant. If you haven't watched one, go hunt it down. The energy of the people, the joy, the laughter. If you just randomly look at that video, you'd think that they're having some kind of a carnival or party. You will never realize that these are the people who've been stuck inside their homes for months on end with a very, very real fear of this virus, because this is a country where they have seen their neighbors, their loved ones, people getting infected, people dying. If these people are capable of celebrating life together, I don't think the rest of us have any excuse to be sitting and just moping around about the things that are going around in the world. The coronavirus is a symbol of the arrival of the golden age, of the collective consciousness of all of us rising to a higher level, because this virus is going to help us do that. The way people are coming together, the way people have shown love and support towards each other, the way people are using their voices and their strengths to do good in the world, it's just incredibly beautiful to watch. So yeah, let's all spend time contemplating on the beautiful future that lies ahead of us after this whole thing is over. When we feel good, we uplift the energy of everyone around us. And as more and more people reach for good feelings and higher vibrations, the world is getting uplifted and moved towards a beautiful, loving, compassionate, joyful future. If listening to this episode has given you hope, given you any kind of inspiration at all, please do write in to me and let me know your thoughts, your feelings. I'm here for you. And I plan to do more episodes related to this whole coronavirus situation that we're in. No, I'm not going to focus only on it, because yes, we all need a distraction. But there will be many more episodes on how we can take care of ourselves, take care of people around us, and feel good through this situation. Connect with me on Instagram at Veganosaurus, VeganoSaurus. Let me know how I can support you with my voice and my words. And of course, if you've been enjoying the feel good factor, I would really, really appreciate your review, rating, subscription, any way at all you can support this podcast through your preferred podcast listening app. Your reviews, ratings, subscriptions, they bring the podcast up in various charts and help others like you who resonate with this message find the podcast easily. I'd like to end on a very happy note. It's going to be 3 months since I launched the Feel Good Factor, and recently the podcast hit its first 1K downloads. That's a mini celebration in itself. But there's an even bigger cause for celebration. The Feel Good Factor entered Apple Podcast India's health and fitness charts. It ranked at number 12 at its highest point. And it also was ranked within the top 200 of all podcasts on Apple Podcast India. This has been possible only because of all of you who've been spending your precious time listening to my podcast. So, right from the bottom of my heart, thank you so, so, so much. I truly and deeply appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening to the Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus, and I'm so glad you could join me here today. Bye!